Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Thank you, Ryan, for Thursday, last Thursday. This Thursday, Samantha will be speaking. Our Thursday nights are so important in our lives. It's that midweek boost that we can have when we gather together. That is just vital. Our small groups. I was reminded this morning, did you all know that we have a Celebrate Recovery group that meets on Tuesdays at St. Anthony's? Judy leads that. Judy, stand up so everybody can see you. Give Judy a big God bless you. That's at 5:30 Tuesdays, right in the sanctuary at St. Anthony's. And this Wednesday, we'll have our food distribution again at St. Anthony's. Appreciate everybody that helps with that. Mark your calendar, April 14th. We're going to celebrate on that Thursday night, our 25th anniversary of the church. Guests are coming in from all over, and I'm not taking a no from anyone. If you're not here, I'm coming to your house, and I'm going to knock at the door later and say, where were you? Look at your neighbor and say, I think he means business. I do. And then June 8th and 9th, Dr. Kevin Lehman is going to be with us. He's going to come to the men's meeting on Wednesday night. Our men's meetings have been amazing. Ladies are going to have something here Thursday morning, and then Thursday night, he's going to be in the house as well. So I'm just so excited for that. Everybody online, we are so happy you're with us. Can we put our hands together for our online audience today? We love you. Lord, I thank you so much for your grace and your purposes that you are releasing into your people's lives. Have your way in our hearts, I pray today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said a big amen. Hey, look at your neighbor and say, it's really good to see you on the first day of spring. Come on. This week, again, the world has watched the nation of Ukraine suffer evil, with now up to 3.5 million refugees leaving that nation to go into bordering nations, and to hear the president of Russia, Mr. Putin, quote these words. He said that he would cleanse Russia, his own country, he would cleanse Russia of the scum and traitors as his government steps up pressure on anybody that criticizes anything he does. A news person who said something negatively about him was found in a suitcase, killed. And many people are leaving the country of Russia at the same time. And last week I shared that we would send this week to three organizations, one of them being World Missions Alliance, who is working with churches in Moldova, who is one of those bordering countries there. The other is CUFI, Christians United for Israel, the largest pro-Israel Christian organization in the world, who is bringing Ukrainian Jewish people out and settling them into Israel. And then Samaritan's Purse, who has just always done a fabulous job setting up hospitals and helping in many of the neighboring countries. This week, City Church sent $1,500 towards those needs in that part of the world. Amen. And I want to tell you all something today. You are going to see a tangible blessing come upon this church as a result of that. You can still sow if you want to. And, you know, even as Pastor Ryan said, and Pastor Aaron as well said, this is up to you. This is your call. There is a hidden release of the blessing of God to those who enter into that covenant relationship in that area. And there's no way I've been doing this for a long time. I used to sugarcoat it. I used to try to make it appealing. I'd have people say, you know, you talk too much about that. And I've seen people in my life waste money, including myself, on the most foolish things, whereas we could take that, sow it into the kingdom of God, and watch God do something great. And let me just say this, That when you give, some people think, well, if I give, I'm not going to have anything. That is contrary to what God's word says. You give, come on, where's my Bible scholars? And it shall be back to you. I didn't even plan that. But you can give. You can go on the church's website. You can give that way, push pay, just mark missions and watch God help you. I want to just end this week, and I'm just going to be a few minutes with talking about, I've talked about the season of Lent that is referred to, the 40 days leading up to Easter, not counting the Sundays. And it's indicative where we are to abstain from certain things. There's some church denominations, they abstain from eating meat on Fridays because that was something that was established in the 3rd century. It's fine if you want to do that. It's fine. But 40 days abstaining from something is not enough in our lives. Now, I'm not telling you you got to abstain the rest of your life from it. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about some of the things that I brought up the last couple weeks. Abstaining from a critical spirit. Abstaining from isolation in our lives. Abstaining, last week I talked about speaking discouragement, not only to others, but to our own lives, and to have hearts of encouragement, that we should speak life and hope and let others know that, hey, you can make it. You have a future. There's something ahead for you. And this week, and I felt this from day one, that I really felt the Lord drop this into my heart, that I want to just encourage every one of us to abstain from a prayerlessness life. There's a lot of people that tell me and have told me for years, well, that's just not me. I'm just not called to pray. If you are a Christian, if you have given your life to Jesus, if you have confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you are saved, you cannot be saved and not be a praying person. You must pray. The Bible calls us to pray. Luke 18:1, Jesus told his disciples to pray and don't give up. There's quite a connotation in there, because when you don't pray, you have a tendency to give up. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul says, pray continually. 1 Peter 4:7, Peter says, the end of all things is near, therefore be alert and sober mind so that you may pray. You and I are called to pray, and to pray not just, you know, in one level, oh, God, bless me, God, you know, do this for me, do that for me, but to pray, the Bible says, Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6, with all kinds of prayers, to pray for those people who have hurt you. Matthew 5:44, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And let me tell you something, you'll know that you have a connection with God when you have the ability to pray for those that you know have tried to hurt you. Can I get a better amen than that in his house today? You got to pray when you know somebody has deliberately done something to try to harm you, to destroy you. When you come to the place and you can bow your knee and pray, God, I pray you'd strengthen them. I pray you'd bless them. I pray you'd help them. I pray, God, that you give them peace and give them hope. When that happens in your life, let me tell you, the pressure of what you had felt of that person coming against you now shifts in a powerful way. And now you feel the blessing and pressure from heaven coming on you to fill you with hope and fill you with peace. You got to pray sometimes when no one else sees that you are praying. Matthew 6:6, pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And then your Father who sees what is done in secret, he'll reward you. And let me tell you something, the more you give in secret, you sow, whether it's prayer, whether it's love, whether it's kindness, when you give in secret, God will reward you openly. When you give to be seen, no matter what it is, when you pray to be heard, when you give to be seen, when you want the accolades of people, that is your reward. But when you do it and nobody else does it, God says, whoa, He did that unto me. Now I'm going to do this unto him. And the Bible says also in 1 Timothy in the Passion Translation to pray for those who are in authority. He said, I'm encouraging you to pray with gratitude to God, to pray for all men with all forms of prayers and requests. Believe me, because people in authority, they need all kinds of prayers, not just one kind, many kinds. He said, pray for men with all forms of prayers and requests as you intercede with intense passion, and pray for every political leader and representative so we would be able to live in tranquil, undisturbed lives. And as we worship, the awe-inspiring God with pure hearts, it is pleasing to our Savior God to pray for them. And I'm all for standing up for rights. I'm all for, you know, there's so many movements. We're going to do this, and we can't let this happen. But I fail to see from that same group of people a passion to get on their knees and pray for the ones that they are talking so evil and negatively about. And the Bible says that you and I are not to continually spread negative, evil, nasty comments, but we are to pray for those who are in authority. Wow, what a novel idea for the Church of the Living God to put down their protest signs and get their hands up in the air and begin to pray for those who are in authority. And then James, he says it this way. I love this in James 5. He says, is any one of you in trouble? Is any one of you in trouble? He said, let them pray. If you're happy, sing songs. Are you sick? Call for the elders of the church. They'll pray over them. Anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith shall save the sick. And the Lord will raise them up. And then he goes on to say, and if they have committed any sin, it shall be forgiven them. I love that because, and then he says, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for one another that you can be healed. For the prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Prayer is the difference between what you can do and what God can do. There are times that you can only do so much, and your best is just that. It's your best. But when you give up and give it into God's hand, the impossible becomes possible. The invisible becomes visible. You begin to see what you prayed for. You begin to see what is unseen. You go to another dimension and you begin to see it happen right before your eyes. I'm going to skip a verse in the sound booth and I'm going to go right to Romans chapter 4 and verse 18, because prayer puts your hopeless situation in the hands of an all-powerful God. Romans 4:18 says, there was no reason for hope. Abraham kept on hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations. For God said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. The Bible says that he told Abraham, your descendants will be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of heaven. How can that be? The Bible says Abraham's faith did not weaken, even though at 100 years of age, he figured his body was as good as dead. And so was Sarah's womb at 90 years old. Listen, I'm not 100 yet. I'm not 90. But I might not be able to do everything I did. I can do a lot of it, though. But that doesn't have anything to do with it. The Bible says that Abraham knew his body wasn't what it was, but his faith in God grew stronger and stronger and stronger. Can I tell everybody here today? Can I let you out on a personal thing? The older I get, the stronger that my faith becomes. The more that I believe God for the unseen, the more I believe God for things that seem to be impossible. And the Bible says that Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger. And in this, he brought glory to God. And he was fully convinced that what God was able to do, God promised he was able to perform. God's got something that he wants to deliver into your life today that seems impossible to you. That maybe for some, you have given up on. You have just thought, that can't be. But God is looking for some people, as James says, to pray the prayer offered in faith. To believe him, to see things that you could never see in your own natural eyes, or to ever apprehend with your own personal life. He said the prayer offered in faith will see something happen. And he says the prayer of the righteous person is powerful and effective. Who is that righteous person? That is you and I who believe in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I love the message. It says, in Christ, God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong, so we could be put right with God. Whoa! Is that amazing? Romans 10:13 says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And if you're saved, and if you've given your life to Christ today, you are that righteous person. And God wants you to pray and to offer the prayer in faith. What does that mean? Number one, I'm going to close with these three things. Faith comes from God's word only. Not by something someone else says, but it comes through and by the word of God. Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If I don't have faith, if I can't understand it, I need to expose myself more to the word of God. I love it when my son talks about the Bible app. I love it when he talks about going through the Bible in a year. I love it when he asks, how many of you are doing that? You know, a major number of your hands go up. And for those of you who are not doing it, you're missing out on the plan that God has for your lives. And it's not burdensome and it's not difficult. And when you hear and you take the word of God into your life, you can begin to see what seems impossible come to pass. Because his word is important in every area of our lives, in our personal lives, in our families. Listen, I've prayed this word over my family since the day my wife and I got married in Joshua 24:15. But as for me and my family, my house, my home, my kids, my children, my wife, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I don't care if they're a year old, 6 months old, 16 years old, 26, or 38, or 41, or 31. I think I got all my kids' age. You'll have to figure out which one I was talking about. I still pray that prayer. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Come here. I've been wanting to take your hand over. Come here. Quick. Quick. When you see this handsome youngest grandson of mine, when you see him on the camera, when you see him on the drums, when you see him up in the sound booth, it's just not something that dropped out of the sky. It's because grandparents and parents said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Go ahead. Come on, give Andrew a big God bless you. We're going to serve the Lord. And he's going to help us. Number two, faith builds when we decide, I'm not going to give up. Hebrews 10:36 says, you need to persevere so that when you've done the will of God, you'll receive what he has promised. For in just a little while, he who is coming will come and not delay. And my righteous one, right there it is again, will live by faith. He goes on to say this. And he says, I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. Faith in Jesus doesn't mean you give up. Faith in Christ doesn't mean you shrink back. We shrink back because things didn't go our way, because it didn't happen the way we thought or how we plan. You know, I was thinking about that this week. That some of the most difficult moments in my life that I remember, I was reflecting 40 years. Patty and I have been in church, I've been in the house of God since I was 17 years old. I was thinking about some of the hardest times of my life. Those are the moments that God was doing the most in me. Oh, I hate to admit that. Lord, I don't want any more. But instead of shrinking back, we just had to blindly say, okay, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to shrink back, because the Word of God says He's not going to take any pleasure in those who just shrink back. Oh, you know what? We can get tired sometimes. We can say, I just don't feel it right now. But we don't shrink back. The Bible tells a story in Acts 28. Paul was on the island of Malta, and they were building a fire. And the Bible says that a serpent jumped up, latched onto his hand. And everybody around him thought he was going to die, thought he was evil. You know what Paul did? He took that serpent and he just shook it off. You know what? Sometimes you got to shake some things off in your life. You keep on holding on to difficulties and pain and failure and hurt and disappointment. You're let down. You didn't see what you hoped to see. And you allow that to begin to define who you are. And the Bible says to you and I today, and the Spirit of the living God says to you and I today, you got to sometimes get up and shake that off of your life. The Bible says that Jesus sent some of his disciples into certain cities, and he said, if they reject you, shake the dust off your feet and keep on moving. Some of you you got stuck. I didn't even plan to say what I'm going to say. You got stuck because you didn't see what somebody told you were going to see. It didn't happen the way you hoped it was going to happen. Maybe your marriage has been through some rocky times. Can I tell you something today? That if you're going to stay married the distance, you're going to have rocky times. Shake off that disappointment. Shake off that fairy tale. I'd never watched Aladdin. I hear people telling me, oh, did you watch this? But I never watched any of that fairy tales stuff. You know, because sometimes all that stuff sets this unrealistic thought in your mind about what life really could and should be. Let me tell you something. I pick this up and I find out what life really could and should be. I don't put my hope into something else. I don't put my hope in a fairy tale. Well, you know, and I talk to people all the time. They're getting married. Well, our marriage is going to be this, and we're going to have this, and we're going to go here, this, and my kids are all going to be perfect, and they're not even going to mess their pants. They're going to be potty trained in 2 weeks, and everything is just going to be perfect. And then when it doesn't happen, all hell breaks loose in their life, and they take some steps back. I'm here to tell you this morning, shake that off. Take a step forward and let God reveal the plan He has for your life through the Word of God and through prayer to Him. Come on, do you believe that today? And then lastly, when you're going to pray in faith, faith breaks through the natural into supernatural. I felt this morning when I was going over this and praying. Jesus in Matthew 19, 26, He looked at him. He says, with man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Who am I speaking to right now in this house? You're facing some things that you think they are impossible. Can I tell you, with man, it is impossible. I thank God for every doctor, for every counselor. I thank God for all those, and we need them, and I'm a proponent of them. But at the end of the day, the only thing that will change our lives in the course of our history is when we kneel and we pray and we call upon the God of all creation and we allow Him to have influence in our lives, in our homes, in our families, in our situations, in our workplaces, in our businesses, in our careers, every aspect of our lives. We allow Him to come in and be Lord and Master and Savior of our lives. Close your eyes with me right now. Who needs a miracle? Stand up on your feet right where you're at this morning. Everybody's eyes are closed right now. But if you need a miracle, you're facing something impossible in your life right now. Stand up on your feet. Don't wait one moment. Stand up. Hallelujah. Pastor Ryan, come up here. He's going to do something for you. When you engage in what the world says, you're wasting your time. You should have given up. You should have given in. You should have shrunk back long ago. But God says, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. She broke my heart. He broke my heart. I could never love again. That's an impossibility that God said, I want to help you with. And I want to make your life into what I have called and created it to be. Slip a hand up to heaven this morning as well. If there's anyone else, you need to stand up. You're facing something that seems impossible. Spirit of the living God, as we are in your house today, even those that are online, you can stand up right where you're at. I don't know where you're at today. You may be in a living room. You may be in a hotel room. You may be in a hospital room. Maybe you're not able to stand up, but lift up your hand to him right now. Lord, have your way in my life. For some of you, you need to come back to him this morning. You're a part of those who have shrunk back. And he says, stop it. You've come to the end. You need to go forward now. Because he won't give up on you. Lord, for everyone that is standing today, that is here, that is online, may the impossible become possible today. Whew, there's an anointing here. If you're serious about it today, he's going to do what no one else can do. Have your way, God, now in our lives, I pray.
Christ is my firm foundation, the rock on which I stand. Everything around me shaking. You tell him I've never been more glad. I put my faith in Jesus. He's never let me down. Faithful through generations. So why would he fail now? He won't. I love these words. You sing it. He won't fail. He won't fail. You won't. Some of you need to confess that. You've confessed other things. You won't fail. You won't fail. You won't. Grab your spouse's hand this morning and sing it. You won't fail. You won't fail. You won't. I love these words. Rain came, wind blew, my house was built on you. I'm safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. Rain came, wind blew, my house was built on you. Safe with you, I'm gonna make it through. He won't fail. He won't fail. He won't. He won't fail. He won't fail. You say he won't. He won't. One more time. He won't fail. He won't fail. Oh, the mouth of the righteous. He won't fail. He won't. was built on you. Right now, make a commitment. I'm safe with you. I'm gonna make it through. I feel His presence. I'm safe with You. I'm gonna one more time. He won't fail. He won't fail. Oh, He won't. He won't. He won't. Come on and give the Lord a praise if you believe it. Come on, give Him a praise. Seal it with a praise like you believe it this morning. Hallelujah.